were doing the Chazon Ish Emunah Bitachon, and the Chazon Ish was articulating the different wondrous things that one should take note of when he looks around the world, to notice that there is an order here. So there's also an indication that there was some being that planned all of this out. And we're continuing with this third section. And there's before us a wondrous sight, something that really should shock any heart of someone who's wise. When you look at the formation, the way a human being was created to be able to ingest food, v'le'aklo, and to digest the food, v'le'chalko, and then the body divides the food, be'ofen chimi, in a chemical manner, li'sodot nifradim. The body breaks down the food to its base components, v'le'shalech kol yisodim komo ra'uy. And then the body knows how to send the different components, the different base elements, to the different parts of the body, every part in accordance with what it needs. And now we've used the intellect that God grants man to learn the way, the system in which the body functions in breaking down food and dispersing the nutrients as in accordance with how the body needs it. Mishpat HaKeres VaKeva. We learn about how the paunch works. We learn about how the digestive tract works. HaKaved, we learn about how the liver works. VaMaran, the gallbladder. HaTchol, the spleen. VaKlayot, and the kidneys. HaDakin, be it the Dakin is, I don't know what it's called. It's like the in the digestive tract. So
esophagus.
I guess it's an esophagus.
Where
yeah.
Where food goes down in parallel to the throat.
No, where the food goes from your digestive system through a long, like, windy...
Your intestines,
right. The dakin of the intestines. Thank you. Hadakin, the intestines. The kisasheten, the bladder. Halev, the heart. Vamoach, and the mind. Velkol ever tafkidim yuchadim. Every limb has specific work, has a specific task. V'kulam avdim shchem echad b'zrizut nifla. And in unison, they all work with tremendous alacrity. Ad shemevarim et adam beruach achar beruach. Look at how our blood is refined again and again. U'mamidim oto al ofno b'chamut ha'adom v'al loven. And the blood is prepared within the body. The exact amount of red blood cells, the white blood cells. The body keeps functioning. We don't even think about it. You ate lunch today. You ate dinner. Did you think about how your body is breaking down the nutrients and then purifying the blood? Do we think about how many times our body purifies our blood in a day? My wife's grandmother, Alea Shalom, was on dialysis. It blew my mind to see how much these machines have to work, and people can't even live on them then. They could only live a certain amount of time. Eventually, the body can't handle it. And our body does this every day. We don't even think about it, right? We do our thing. And all of this is necessary to maintain this machine called the human being. You know, our body regulates the exact amount of sugar we need. When people don't have that, they have diabetes, right? There are so many things that are maintained with such an exacting science. The body is so exacting in the way it functions. V'adam tipesh libo. But man's heart is stupid. V'eino yodea me'rav tzva'o ha'omdim al mishmarto. The human being doesn't realize how many components there are to this huge army within him. This army that is protecting him daily, working to maintain his life. And this army keeps working, it doesn't rest. This army is fighting to keep him alive, to give him a remnant in this land of life. One of the pleasant things that wisdom can perceive is that connection between life and the air on earth. If you just think for a minute, look at what we breathe. We take breaths. We don't think about it, but if you want something interesting, just look at the air we breathe. The air has a certain amount of oxygen, a certain amount of hydrogen, a certain amount of carbon. And we have an agent that works on our behalf, connecting us with the air. It's called our lungs. We hired this agent that deals with taking in air, using the air, and giving out air. And it has, this agent has seven different rooms. It has seven components, the lung. And here the lung, our agent, was given the capacity to breathe in, take in the oxygen, and water that great field of life that is the human being. The agent, our lung, takes in the air, takes out the oxygen, and gives life to this great garden of life, which is the human body. Hem b'saro v'damo, our flesh, our blood, atzmotav v'gidav, be it our bones, be it our sinews. V'nichbad mo'od min tzva lochmei milchemet ha'chaim shel ha'adam. You should know he's a great warrior, this agent. He plays a very vital role in this fight to keep the human being alive. So that was the third section, an analysis of the human body and how amazing it is, what order there is within the body. Again, an indicator that there's a great plan behind the life the way we know it.
Who exactly was